Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Millie Washington, who's the Standards Director with the IICRC. Millie, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm good. Good to be with you. We should start out by talking about what the IICRC stands for.
It's the Institute of Inspection, Cleaning, and Restoration Certification. We do standards, education, and certification for the cleaning, restoration, inspection, and hard surface industry.
A lot of your focus is on floor covering, but it's not all you do, right?
No, absolutely not. We have standards for carpet cleaning, for water damage restoration, mold mediation. We're working on a new standard on crime scene cleanup and a couple of new standards for hard surface. And we recently published a new carpet inspection standard. So it's definitely a wide range of areas within these industries.
Okay. So this organization changed its name to the Clean Trust and then changed its name back, didn't it?
That was, I guess, a bit of a PR disaster, but, it didn't work out, so we brought it back to IICRC. We still use the Clean Trust as our consumer name because it's just easier for a non-technical person to know us as the Clean Trust. So we're still using both names, but IICRC is the organizational name.
Okay, so you are the standards director, so that means that you have been through ANSI training to know how to put together ANSI certified standards, and you've been working on this S600, which is the carpet installation standard. You've been working on it for 2 years, and I believe it was going on for a couple of years prior to that. And we've written a couple of articles on this, so just a little background on it. The idea was first created when Chris Davis with the World Floor Covering Association and Werner Braun with the Carpet and Rug Institute got together and decided that they needed to update CRI 104 and 105. And so both organizations wrote some checks. Close to $300,000 worth of money was initially invested in this. So I thought I'd call and just see where it stands today.
You're right that I have been working with the S600 carpet installation standard for a couple of years now, and certainly the consensus body, which is the committee that puts together the standard, has been working on it for a couple of years before I even started. Mm-hmm. So it's been in the works for a while now. CRI and WFCA were the co-sponsors of the standard along with IICRC. So the arrangement was that CRI and WFCA would co-fund it, and IICRC, being an ANSI-accredited standards developer, would take on the work of putting together the consensus body and working through the process of developing what's called an American National Standard. Earlier this year, CRI decided that they were not going to continue to co-sponsor the standard, so now 600 is a co-sponsored standard with IICRC and WFCA. We're still moving forward. It's unfortunate that CRI is not participating, but our intent is certainly to move forward with the standard. We recognize that there is a need in the industry for it. It provides good guidance, so we are moving forward with it, just hoping to be close to the end of the process to develop it and then think about publishing the standard.
The document that it replaces that I mentioned a minute ago, CRI 104 and 105, is not a very long document. And this thing has really gotten to be a pretty big size document. At one point, there was language in there talking about where you should put a defibrillator on the job. Do you think this thing has maybe gotten out of hand? Or tell me
what
you...
I can tell you that I believe the CRI documents were used kind of as an initial reference point, but the S600 has developed completely, a life of its own.
Yeah.
It provides a very detailed guidance. It provides the wide depth and width of information that it provides, and it's, a couple of hundred pages long, so it certainly has taken off on a life of its own, and I don't think you'd see anything CRI 104, 105 in there, because it's morphed into something totally different.
Yeah. What do you think has taken the 4 years to develop this thing? What do you think? Because I know you've done other standards in the meantime that breezed right through, and this one has taken a long time. What do you think some of the sticking points are?
Kemp, I think it's consensus. It's a double-edged sword. While on the one hand, we're able to get input from such a wide range of stakeholders from within the industry. On the S600 standard itself, we have several companies that are represented. Part of that consensus is everyone has an opinion, everyone has a vote, and it's not always smooth sailing. The ANSI process requires us to provide due process to everyone whether they're on the committee or off the committee. So there's a public review process, and then there's the committee ballot. And ideally, we want to have agreement within the committee on any content included in the language. For S600, we've been through 2 public reviews, which means it's just open and available for review and comment. The first one was early last year, and we've had a second one June, July 2014. Mm-hmm. And all public review comments have been addressed, responses have been sent, and anytime we make substantive changes to the standard, which essentially means that there's any change in the requirement of the standard, then we have to put it out for another round of public review. So the ANSI process in itself can be laborious. It's certainly rewarding, but at times it takes a little bit longer. I always say that standard writing is for optimists. You know, it's definitely a time-consuming endeavor.
Okay, so with the Carpet and Rug Institute, which represents mostly the manufacturers, with them not being involved, the carpet industry has several major players. The top 3 players make about 80%+ of the carpet made. Are they still involved?
Yes, we certainly have other manufacturers represented on the committee. So there is certainly representation from all the interest categories, which is the producers, the users, as well as the general interest. So the S600 consensus body itself still has manufacturers on it, and then each time that we do public review, we invite anyone really that has an interest, including manufacturers, to submit their comments for consideration by the committee. So the idea is to be inclusive in the way that we write our standards.
Now, another reason I wanted to time this interview right now is that I think the last public review just ended, didn't it?
That's right. Our last public review was closed as recently as July 28th. And that also coincided with our committee ballot. You know, in some ways, we're very close to the end of the process.
Yeah.
We do have a couple of negatives from within the committee that we are working to address at this time. And as soon as we're able to get through that, then we will move towards publication.
When it's published, it will become the standard, and people who install carpet will need to review this prior to installing carpet, right?
Yes and no, Kemp. All of ANSI standards are voluntary standards, and so there is no mandatory requirement. It's not going to be part of any kind of regulation, and it's certainly not a requirement. But anyone who does abide by the S600 would be expected to fulfill all of the trigger language or all of the standard of care language that's included in the standard itself. And it's going to provide not only excellent guidance, but also excellent value to those who follow it, because of the credibility that comes with the ANSI standard.
When it's finished, where will people who want to read it, where will they find it?
We're still working out those details, you know, sales and publication details. We're working those out with WFCA, but we imagine that it would be either WFCA or WFCA and ISCRC that would sell the standard, or possibly even make it available at little or no cost. So those are all options that we are kind of, you know, looking at and figuring out what would work best. We just want to make sure that the information gets out. So that's really the focus here.
Now, the carpet cleaning standard, it's actually sold by the ICRC, right?
The S100 is our carpet cleaning standard, yes. All of our other standards are sold by IICRC, they're sold by ANSI, and they're sold by third parties that we contract with. But 600 is a little bit different because it's a co-standard, it's a joint standard being developed with WFCA, so they have that right to determine how they would like to disseminate the standard.
All right. Well, Millie, I'm sure there have been days with this standard that you felt a little bit like Groundhog Day, the movie. Same thing over and over again?
Yes. More than our fair share, but, you know, we're optimists, and we're just one step at a time.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for spending time with us. Again, been talking to Millie Washington, who's the standard director with the IICRC, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.